Poster number 15, the church. Three large chandeliers adorn the nave. In the middle of the nave hangs a Renaissance chandelier on which 12 names and the year 1704 are engraved. The 12 names are reminiscent of the 12 disciples and can certainly be attributed to the Christian symbolism, which was deliberately used by the donors. There is an eagle and a lion on the chandelier, symbols of the Christian faith. The eagle is the symbol of God's love. The 12 donors have probably been captains or commanders from Wormbury. Three of them are known with certainty: Hans Jespersen, Peter Jespersen, and Jørgen Holm. Another chandelier with the same year, 1704, hangs by the organ. The name Hans Eriksen is engraved in the chandelier. It might have been brought from Holland. The surface of the ball is pierced by the most beautiful foliage and vines, and a double eagle again serves as the Christian symbol at the top. Such a beautiful and precious gift must be a sign of special thanks. Closest to the altar is a third, somewhat newer chandelier. The name of the donor is not known, and there are no engravings. Historically, the financial situation of the church has been difficult. The priest income came from the personages' farms and tithes, which were most frequently given in kind. The church had only one source of income, namely half of the tithe. This had to be used to maintain both the church and the parsonage's farmhouse, as well as to pay the parish clerk, the choir, the sexton, and the gravedigger. Occasionally, something new had to be purchased, so it was often difficult to make things work financially. The church had some church cows that could provide an annual contribution to the church. The cows could also be sold. Finally, the church had another valued object, namely the pews. In 1727, the church warden was instructed to make a list of who owned them. The list shows that pews were also sold previously during difficult periods. In 1727, seats were sold for a total value of 387 marks, and in 1728 for 304 marks. Payment was also charged for bell ringing at funerals. Another strange source of income can be seen in 1719, namely payment for foreign bodies. These were probably dead bodies washed ashore who were buried in the graveyard. A fee of 130 Hanseatic marks was charged for burial plots for foreign bodies. It is unknown how and why there was suddenly such a large income from this source. 10 Hanseatic marks was equal to the value of one cow. Later, pews were sold again on several occasions. The commander stones are gravestones from commanders from Wormbury. They are arranged at the graveyard's north wall to prevent weathering. The 39 stones date from whaling and seal hunting in Greenland in the 16 and 1700s. Hunting whales and seals was dangerous, but very profitable. Large farms were built on Wormbury during that period, and commanders could also afford to have their own gravestones produced abroad. Matthias Svensson Skou's commander stone is one of the most beautiful. The inscription reads, "Here lies in the Lord the well-traveled commander Matthias Svensson Skou, who in his 28th year entered into matrimony with Maren Neal's daughter, which only lasted 17 years, had one son and three daughters, and he died in the year 1783 at the age of 45 years. I know my Savior lives, and he shall resurrect me from the earth. From Hamburg to Greenland, I traveled 21 times as a commander with the ship Sven, when God always looked over me. My sailing is now finished. My ship is sent to port, and heaven is my home, where I now live peacefully. The picture on the stone shows that the sails are tied to the yardarms, round wooden poles on the mast carrying a sail. This means that the ship is in port. The commander's life voyage is now over, and he has reached the heavenly port as mentioned in the text. The family is divided into two groups. The reason is that when Matthias Svensson-Skou died in 1783, his son Peter was also dead. He died at a very young age. The four female members of the family were still alive. They wave, which can be interpreted as a farewell to each other from the living and the dead, but also as a hope for reunion after death.